Photo Radar revenues, and I thought this was interesting because Photo Radar is something of a contentious issue in town. That money, though, has gone to fund some pretty good initiatives in Canmore.
And one of the really big things that has come up with council is when we're collecting these fines, we need to have a purpose for them. They can't just accumulate in a bank account.
These projects that they have come up with, I noticed the town likes to promote the fact, like on the little bike shelter at Elevation Place, the speed signs by the bridge. This project was funded by Photo Radar revenues. What are some of the other ones that have been funded by Photo Radar revenues?
We have a few new programs focused on community safety. One of them, new drivers who take a driving course can get a rebate. $500 can be prohibitive, especially for someone, say, if you're 16. What's being offered here is that if you successfully complete the safety driving course, you would get a rebate of half of the amount of the course, so around $250.
Right on. I was actually having a conversation about this the other night with regards to some of those lines painted on the roads, because I know that was funded from Photo Radar monies, some of the bike lanes we got, and what are those called? Chevron things that are on the roads?
The Sharrows.
Sharrows, thank you, yeah. And how not so well some of those have held up in the winter here, you know, like a lot of the paint has been stripped off that were just painted last summer, fall.
We do see a lot of activity on our roads, not just the vehicles, but snow removal. Mm-hmm. And when I spoke to town officials last year, because this was the first time they had put these types of markings down on the road, they considered it a pilot project. So some of the painting wasn't done in extra endurant paint. They wanted to make sure that all these things were in the right place.
Okay.
And there is an example of one area where they put in the bike lanes and they weren't in the right place. So when they come back to put in a more permanent marker, they'll be able to move that. And that was in front of the Bow River Seniors Lodge. At the curb there, the bike lanes were painted, but that's parking. And so people parking there were confused that it wasn't parking anymore and that they were parking in a bike lane.
Gotcha. So one thing that your article doesn't really mention is how much the contract has actually taken from Photo Radar revenues. And I think that's an interesting piece of the puzzle. I understand that information isn't entirely readily available.
No, and we've had two different contractors over the past 10 years for Photo Radar. Originally, when we got Photo Radar in, I had requested the contract. I got the contract from the town under Freedom of Information, except for the formula used to break down where the money goes. Because under Freedom of Information, that's third party protected.
Sure.
But you can use logic to reverse calculate how much has actually been collected and where it's gone.
Okay.
Originally, when we had Photo Radar, it was supposed to be 50-50, the town and the contractor. But when money started coming in, what became apparent is that half the money goes to the contractor, and then the other half is split between the province and the municipality.
So if we get 25%, which you're saying is what, about $1 million?
$1.5 million.
$1.5 million over the last 10 years. The province would have gotten another $1.5 million.
So $3 million in Photo Radar fines collected that would have gone to contractors.
As an educated guess.
This is absolutely speculation, but in and around that.